producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tell about the grace of God. We're here live broadcasting worldwide on a daily basis now. National Hollywood level and TV level platforms go with the talking point that we're lying, racist drug heads here at InfoWars.com. And, you know, Joe Biggs could sue Montel Williams for claiming that he and I are on cocaine. I know Joe. He doesn't use drugs. He does drink beer. I've had a few with him. And he does eat steaks. He's been over to my house and had steak, you know, with me and my family. But that's Montel Williams attacking a veteran, a combat veteran like Joe Biggs, because he tweeted out Mikhail Thalen, one of our team members, who just simply put out, I mean, Montel Williams, the angle on this is Montel Williams tries to cover up people attacking veterans. I mean, it's sick. It's sick. And if you just joined us, Montel Williams came out and with just defamation, slander, just incredible lies. I would like to invite Montel Williams to come on the show and to, you know, show some proof here of all these horrible things he has to say about me. But again, why is this happening? Well, you tune in. We're battling for the Second Amendment. We're battling for family rights. We're battling that babies not be kept alive when you think they're aborted and then used in medical experiments. I mean, that's in the news. Or that babies be cut up and then their body parts live after they've been harvested, implanted in different mammals that have been hybridized with humans. But they've now got a herd, last time I checked, of more than 10,000 cows in China that aren't for implanting humans. They've got those as well. China's the main base of this. Costa Rica, strangely enough, does as well. But they actually implant the human genetics into the udder so human breast milk comes out. Those cows are part human, like the spider goats are part arachnid. I mean, we're here covering the epic craziness, not liberal, not conservative, free will, that you're allowed to control your own destiny. All races of people are one race coming together in love and liberty. And we are attacked like no one else by the Nazis because most of them are government financed. I mean, go to any Nazi website. There are more attacks on us than Benjamin Netanyahu. And then we're also attacked by the hardcore leftist Jewish lobby because we love everyone. We're not here for division. We're not here to manage different gangs or crime groups. We're here to really try to go to the stars. And that's why when we come back from break, we have a new attack by David Cross, an amazing comedian. It's so hurtful for me being a David Cross fan, watching him on Mr. Show and Portlandia and things over the years, some of the few that I've, you know, watched. And it is so painful, absolutely painful, to see him, the director and the writer of this film that we're going to be talking about when we come back on the other side, to have the star of the film be a crazy person that goes crazy on the internet because of me and runs around screaming the N-word and worshiping Hitler, basically. And then he says, I did all this because of Alex Jones, the talk show host. I mean, that is pure brazen lies, purely unattempted. There's no way a jury wouldn't rule for me, guaranteed in a lawsuit. I mean, just unbelievable. David Knight, this signifies that we are now over the main enemy target in the info war. Praise God and pass the ammunition in the info war. David Knight.
Yeah, Alex, they don't have anything to argue with the facts. They're losing on that, so they resort to ad hominem attacks. They attack the messenger. They will literally kill the messenger, just like they did with Gary Webb, but if it comes down to that, but they go after you as a person because they don't want to talk about the facts. I was just tweeted last night. Somebody sent me a National Geographic article that was attacking fluoride and comparing it to non-scientific attitudes and actually had a graph talking about the flat earth. But before they got to that, Alex, they had a quote from Dr. Strangelove, where they went through this whole thing talking about the fluoride conspiracy and making fun of it. But then today I walk in and there's a major report from Newsweek linking to yet another study that proves the effect of fluoride. We're winning on the facts and they can't
stand
that.
That's because there's a battle.
Yeah.
And everybody in the system is not evil. There's a real moment of conscience that we've come to. Stay with us.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLine.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos, read the information there compiled, and for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live on this Wednesday, March 11th, 2015. I'm David Knight. I'm here in the InfoWars News Studio in Austin. And joining us on the road to host is Alex Jones. Alex, they're coming after you with one attack after the other. We're winning. What do you make of this, these personal attacks?
Well, David, you were just mentioning it earlier, then I'll get into this latest attack. And this show is not idiosyncratic. It's not all based on us. It's just that we're a sensor, a probe, like a thermometer stuck in a turkey. We're at the very tip of the spear, just like the military will put out frontline reconnaissance troops, knowing some of them are expendable. They're like nerve endings to go out and identify the main enemy force so you don't lose your main force. And so we have volunteered organically. It's not just I'm not under attack. The entire operation is because we're out front, you know, exposing the gun grab, exposing the world government conspiracy, exposing the planetary tyranny, exposing the medical tyranny, exposing the entire spectrum. We're out front as a probe, basically, taking the main fire. And every day, Comedy Central, Fox Entertainment, new movies, different celebrities say talking points. Alex Jones is on cocaine. Alex Jones wears a tinfoil hat. Alex Jones is racist. Alex Jones hates black people. Alex Jones hates Jews. Blah, blah, blah. Alex Jones is a con artist. Alex Jones is insane. It is in newspapers. I mean, The Guardian last week, every day, without looking, they are attacking us, and a talking point has gone out. In fact, I predict that if we were able to get the information, if I was to sue David Cross, one of the most famous comedians in the U.S. today, I've been a fan, I think his comedy is very, very funny, a lot of it's highbrow, I predict that his film Hits was actually paid product placement money. That's how you fund most of these films, you know, with Doritos or Bud Light ads. But it came out years after I reported on it in the Wall Street Journal, what they call behavior placement. I always called it for 15, 20 years. This is about 18, 19 years now. I always say 15 or 20, but been on air 20, so it's about 18 years. I coined the term propaganda placement. And they call it behavior placement when they declassified it about 5 years ago. But by declassification, government admitted they were doing it, but corporations do it even more. They will pay to have someone attack the Second Amendment. They will pay you to have someone say something negative about the Founding Fathers. That's why you watch any TV show or any movie or any drama. They are running down freedom. They are attacking liberty. They are attacking men. Every show you see, almost every show, the father is a fat, lazy slob. This is an all-out attack. Well, now on a daily basis, in just the last 2 days, we've learned after Mikhail Phelan tweeted out a mainstream news article out of the major publication, was this the Pittsburgh Star, the Indianapolis Star, fire VA manager who sent email mocking vet suicides. That's them. We have the email. We know they're making fun of the dead vets. We know they're on death list. We've had VA whistleblowers on from the East Coast. I'll leave it at that. One of the biggest hospitals where they openly make fun of them and openly put them on death list. Before that ever broke in the news last year, we had that. Not bragging. This is why we're under attack. I mean, we really are reporting on stuff. We're really standing up for human dignity. We're really standing up for the veterans and old people and babies, because what you do to the least of me, you do to me. What they do to the weak, they will end up doing to the strong. Now, the basic instinct is to defend the weak or defend your veterans. Doesn't matter if some of the wars they were in were evil. You defend the people that had the will to go and believe they were fighting for the people. But the globalists absolutely hate them, and they hate us, ladies and gentlemen, because we are veterans of the info war, and veterans are going up against this scum that is trying to cause a civil war and racial division and a war with the police that everybody's seen. With George Soros involved, it's all the same usual suspects. George Soros and the internet grab and the FCC. George Soros and the open border grab. George Soros and the attack the police garbage, which then will just militarize them more and turn them against the people, which the globalists are trying. They want us against each other. So if you just joined us, Montel Williams came out yesterday. The article's on Infowars.com. And he said, Alex Jones inspires people to, quote, blow things up for us daring to send out a tweet with the Indianapolis Star. That's the thing. Other media outlets don't send out someone else's news article. It's only about them. We send everybody's stuff out, mainstream, alternative. We just want to defeat the tyranny. It just shows how twisted these people are. And he goes on to say we're cokeheads and everything else with no proof. Again, because I have energy, I must be on drugs. You think I can have this much energy for 20 years and be on drugs? Yeah, I have 2 cups of coffee a day. I drink some tea occasionally, iced tea. I drink some beer. I don't even use nicotine products. Nothing. Nothing. And you have the nerve to sit there and call me a drug addict because you're not man enough to stand up for humanity. That is shameful, Montel Williams. Now, I can't believe both these people, I like them. Of all those obnoxious talk show hosts, Montel Williams seemed like he wanted to cover some good subjects. I haven't watched the show but maybe 20 times over the last 30 years. That's still a lot. Now, somebody I did like was David Cross. Very funny comedian, top 10 comedian in the U.S., in the top 10. He put out a movie that's now making the rounds that we just learned of called Hits. And it's directed by him, and I bet my bottom dollar. I'm not accusing him of this. like he just makes stuff about me. It's a movie, you know, basically demonizing grassroots organizations, protesters, and it's got all these protesters at the city hall protesting all the hippies, supporting this guy that's leading them, who's just kind of a regular, you know, guy who's kind of fallen down. And then he goes into, and I, you know, and it's the Jews and blah, 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 and the N-word. Alex Jones told me all this. I learned this from Alex Jones. Now, folks, that's the opposite of what he would have learned from Alex Jones. So someone smart like David Cross shows what an incredibly slimy, nasty person he is, because I bet money he was paid. Now, again, I'm not saying this that I know it, but I know how media works. I bet him $5,000 that if he can show me his funding sheet and show me the documents, because there'll be an official sheet, you know, that shows who were product placements. I bet it's even in the credits. It may not say what they paid for. We need to look at the credits of this film. I bet money he was paid. Or they told him, we'll distribute your film, but attack the Liberty Movement. Because that's what the whole film basically is about. And so that's where all this is going. Imagine someone that's never heard. I mean, the movie Prisoners comes out, and the child molester kidnapper is named Alex Jones. And people are noticing that bad guys are named Alex Jones now all over the place. Just a month ago, there was some other TV show, I'll pop my head in a minute, where the bad guy's named Alex Jones. Or where they make fake websites that look exactly like my site, talking about crazy stuff, and they implant it subliminally on Comedy Central. I mean, there's so much of this, we can't even keep track of it. And again, it's happening because we will hold up the vaccine insert where it says for MMR, it can give you epilepsy or diabetes or pancreatitis or kill you. I mean, they just can't have that. I don't debate them on their fake level. I just bypass their fake debates and go right to the documentation. And if the way we do things, just straight shooting people, start spreading, folks, it's over for them. Now, let's go to this clip. We bleeped out the N-word, but everything else is edited. Because they would go on the news and say that I'm saying the N-word. That's how deceptive this scum is. And listen, they assassinate your character before they kill you, okay? And I have to be honest, I'm not being dramatic. An attack of this level on a daily basis across media spectrums, they are attempting, if they can destroy my name, they're going to kill me. They will kill me if they're able to destroy my name. And I'm not, quite frankly, I don't want to die, but I'm not a coward. I'm a real man, and I'm standing. I'm not afraid of any of you. So you do whatever you do. You go ahead and destroy my name. You go ahead and lie to me. You go ahead and lie about me, and you go ahead and do all that. I'm going to stand up till the end against you people, and it doesn't matter, because I know that I'm standing up for the unborn and the innocents and everybody else, and not because I'm a hero, because I'm a regular guy. We're going to skip this network break, so we have plenty of time to play this clip. But this is, praise the Lord, folks. This is thank God, because I prayed to God. You've heard me on air, but I pray privately. Just please make me be a good person. Help me be strong. And please give me the will to work as hard as I can and the words to reach people, to unlock their hearts and minds so that they not be destroyed by this. Because I have children that will grow up with your children and their children and their children. We are all together. We are all one. We are all one together. And I, you know what? I forgive you, Montel Williams. You must really need money. And I mean this sincerely from my heart. Not to look like the better man. And the same thing for David Cross. You're a talented, good person, and it's so sad to see you fall so low and to slander and to debase and to try to defame someone like myself. You have defamed yourself. And it's bad luck, man. You know, lying about somebody that's trying to be good, lying about somebody who's been persecuted, trying to lie to people out there to turn them away from the truth, to turn them away from trying to heal our land. You really have joined with evil. And I think God's going to punish you for it if you don't repent. So we need to pray for Montel Williams and David Cross, that God humble them and that God show them his true power and bring them to their knees. Because this whole army of sellouts that would not just join with the system, but that would premeditatively try to make people think that I don't like black people, when all I try to do is save the unborn. I don't care whether they're black or white. To lie about me when you know I'm trying to bring people together. You don't hurt me with your fake political correctness. You hurt yourself. And I pray that every weapon formed against us will not prosper. And I know that will be true. I mean, I'm not stupid. If they physically kill me, it will only make everything I've done 100 times stronger. That's why they haven't done it. The Lord works in mysterious ways. And I want everybody to pray. Pray with me that men who are talented and smart and who we can't judge, we don't know their hearts, we don't know their evil, but have been deceived or twisted or manipulated into lying about good people and trying to hurt innocents that might find the truth, I just pray that their hearts be changed. And I pray that God show them his incredible power. And I pray it happens. I pray it happens today. Pray with me. Pray with me that these men, like Saul on the road to Damascus, be humbled. You sign on to destroy what we're trying to do. You've signed on to the greatest evils the world has ever seen. You serve the New World Order with your heart and your will and your mind. You have turned yourself over directly to Satan. You are riding in the car with the devil. And because the things I talk about challenge your whole worldview, that's why you attack me and lie about me and lie about everything we do at InfoWars, because you know deep down it's true. You're smart men. You're just two examples of the latest where you're attempting to inoculate the public with poison and lies against the name Alex Jones. And I've explained this to the listeners 100 times. They want to bring me down, not because I'm the greatest guy or I'm the hero, but because I'm somebody willing to step across the line first against the enemy. And if others follow, it's over for them. I'm sincere. The enemy has assessed me years ago, and they know I'm real. And that spirit is what threatens them. The flesh and the simple person I am and the simple person you are failed and are wicked. But the spirit in us that God made, when it points towards God like a flower opening to the sun, is unstoppable. You have to realize how epic this battle is, this great test. You're only alive once, ladies and gentlemen. In this space and time, you need to take action. This is your test. Don't sit there in the matrix watching television all day. Go out and reach others. Realize you are leaders. Now let's go to this latest blasphemous piece. Let me set it up for radio listeners. Our radio listeners can go to InfoWars.com on their smartphones, droids, anything. You know, mobile devices, InfoWars.com/show. InfoWars.com/show. Send that out to your friends and family. It's a war. They can demonize us. They can shut us down. This can backfire. You reach out to their supporters and their fans, and you say, look at how he lied about them. Look at how he said that Alex hates black people and basically loves Hitler. Why would they lie about him? What's he saying? They can come listen to us and find out the truth and find out why they were probably paid to do this. Government spends hundreds of billions of dollars in the last decade with fake news and paying people to put out fake information and demonization campaigns. There's no way that every day major media is attacking us with the same lies out of the clear blue sky. This is a talking point. I watch Media Matters put out lies against us, overtly run by the White House, and then within hours I see it mimicked everywhere. What does it mean that the White House has their guns swung around on us? It means they're weak. It means they're evil. And it means we're right. It means they're pathetic. If we, this little InfoWars operation, and you the listeners that have the power, if you've got them concerned, it shows how weak they are. Like I said last hour, suddenly GMO is getting taken off the shelves. Suddenly McDonald's is pulling it. Suddenly hundreds of other big firms are doing it. Suddenly it's all over mainstream news that fluoride's causing brain damage, and it's true. Well, because two different times in the last 10 years, once 10 years ago, once 3 years ago, led by Dr. Conant and others, they had almost 100% of the EPA and FDA scientists together organized. You know how hard that is? Send letters saying remove hydrofluorosilicic acid, it gives you cancer and brain damages and attacks the thyroid. Can you imagine the time bomb they're sitting on after they put this in the water and killed tens of millions with it, with the cancers alone and the bone cancer alone? Tens of millions. Can you, since the 40s, can you imagine? See, the dam's breaking. That's why the enemy's moving right now. The enemy is cornered right now, ladies and gentlemen. The spirit of awakening is here. And we're only a tiny detonator. I'm like a little bitty cap on the back of a huge shell loaded with plastic explosives in the info war. Peaceful bombs of truth. I'm just a detonator. I'm little. You're little. But together we chain reaction, detonate, it's over. Once we come out of the trance. Once we admit we were lied to, once we admit it's scary, it's not scary anymore because now we're not subconsciously oppressed and afraid with the messages of the New World Order menacing us. Inside the subliminals are, we're going to kill you, we're the New World Order, do what we say. There's no New World Order on the surface so that we stay afraid. Okay, if I just deny it, I'll be safe. No, no, no. Denying it lets the enemy come. Hit the lights. Turn the lights on. And the vampires will incinerate. Let's go to that clip of the demonization from the head Portlandia, Mr. Show, you name it. He's behind it now putting out movies that end with the fact that Alex Jones is causing a rebellion. Alex Jones is really a closet racist fooling the hippies. The hippies are all cheering the Alex Jones character until he admits he's really a racist. Here it is.
Well, guess who's feeling ridiculous now, Mr. Serta? Because I have the whole town. And TV and the entire internet. And they're watching you make a fool of yourself. I am one man trying to seek redress from his elected officials. I am trying to right a wrong
time.
To liberty.
Thank
no.
you, Mr.
No more. No. I have more to say.
That is all the time you have.
No. You will let me speak. You will let me speak.
Let me speak. Let me speak.
Where in the U.S. Constitution does it say that people only have 3 minutes to speak? Ask your lawyer then.
And I will have the rest of you thrown out for public service.
And it's because those Jews who run that stupid ETLU, and they won't return my letters because they're too busy defending all the scum of the earth like gays and Muslims.
That is quite enough.
And it's because you are taking marching orders from Barack Obama, that socialist in the White House. Yes, you are. You are being bullied by him. And I don't even support him officially. Barack Hussein Obama. Did you know Barack is a Jewish word? And it means lightning. It's in the Bible. Luke 10:18. Satan came down as lightning.
That's enough.
Satan will come down as lightning.
Heard of yours?
That's in the Bible. I want it in the record.
Dave.
You and all the liberal Jew-run media and their enablers,
Dave.
They are authorizing the corporate elite in this country.
Dave, don't make
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's
Dave.
True.
Dave.
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know
Mark,
it's true.
Remove
you're the problem,
the
Mr. Serta. You go global warming. Global warming is such a problem. How come my street had snow all over it for an entire winter? How come?
Well, okay.
I am talking.
Now the police drag him out. So let's just stop right there. We're going to do a whole article on this tomorrow, and we'll put my response and video in here so people understand what we're dealing with. But this is criminal propaganda. There is no doubt that a jury would not award me damages when I took them to trial and they got to subpoena me. I subpoena them, depositions, and we could show that I never said any of this and that he literally tried to defame me and hurt me there. But you know what, David Cross? I'm not going to do that. You have defamed yourself. You are a liar. And you have basically already given me satisfaction. I don't need to take you out in the street politically and flog you. But I'm really sad for you. You know why they did this? Probably paid product placement, propaganda placement. They did this because I'm addressing the fact that the so-called liberal establishment are a bunch of warmongering, NSA-loving, power-grabbing insurance company criminals with Obamacare and the rest of it. That the Democratic leadership fascistically works for the Republican leadership to screw this country over by the very same bankers looting Greece and Portugal and Brazil and Nigeria and Ireland and everywhere else. And we're coming together globally with solidarity for real freedom and true liberalism like Thomas Jefferson promoted. The liberalism of teaching women how to use guns and protect themselves. The liberalism of letting you keep more of your money. The liberalism of having sovereignty and honoring and loving humanity. not loving all this tyranny. You are a bunch of fashionable fops, a bunch of fake, trendy liberals who aren't liberals at all. You're a bunch of totalitarians promoting anti-speech laws and every other form of garbage. You want to run everybody's lives and bully everyone. You're having to resort to lying about people like me that are real liberals compared to propagandists like you. You have now discredited yourselves. You are now jokes. So apologize. This is shameful.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
GCN knows you place a high value on health and privacy. That's why we've teamed up with one of our prime partners, BlockItPocket.com. Just go to GCNLive.com now through March 27th and sign up to win a BlockItPocket health and privacy pack. That includes one BlockItPocket that fits all smartphones and keeps your data safe from government spying, and a BlockItPocket Talkit that deflects harmful radiation away from your body. We'll pick a winner each week. Sign up today at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Fact five, the Democratic Party, and the Republicans are horribly corrupt as well, come out of the same group. The Democratic Party, though, was the party of the Klan. They were the party of racial division. When the demographics changed and Eisenhower and the Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act, they were going to be doomed. Because the minorities were voting 90% back then. I mean, Martin Luther King back at that point was voting Republican on record. So they had big, big problems. So they completely flipped and said, oh, we love the minorities. We're going to give you freebies. We're going to give you welfare. And that was when basically they checked the Republicans. So the Republicans went with the Southern strategy and flipped in the South, because there was already some Republicans didn't like what Eisenhower was doing. And the North, and they did kind of become, you know, a little bit racist party. So that's true. They were trying to then flip sides and act like the Democrats. But the real roots of the Democratic Party, folks, Margaret Sanger, David Rockefeller, they said, we've got to be fake liberals. We've got to lead the blacks. We can kill these weeds. Now, those are quotes. got awards from Hitler, gave awards from Hitler. I'm talking about, you know, Rockefeller's daddy. I'm talking about Thomas Watson. I'm talking about Margaret Sanger. I mean, Thomas Watson got the highest Nazi award ever given. The highest Nazi award ever given, created by Adolf Hitler, the Iron Cross First Class with four eagles. He basically gave them all his money. The death camps, everything, the computers, the numbers. Now they run the death list for the veterans. Cannot make that up. The computer's called Thomas. Cannot. How about the symbol be an Iron Cross with four eagles on it? So this is why they hate my guts. We pioneered, before it was in the London Guardian, before it was in the New York Times, that Brown Brother Harriman funded the Nazis. We pioneered the documents with Anthony Sutton before he died that came out in Congress secretly in the 70s. And then we covered it all in the 90s and mainlined what later all came out and Oliver Stone's made documentaries about. We pioneered it in films like Martial Law, 2004. I'm not bragging, but I mean, we pioneered exposing Nazis. We pioneered exposing eugenics and how it's under the surface. We pioneered showing how 52% of black people are never born. I mean, if I was a racist, I'd be, oh, I'm liberal. Oh, yeah, black people, I love you. You have your right to abortion, sweetie. I'd be, oh, Gardasil's good for the Mexican girls. Take your shots. But I don't need to defend myself that I'm not a racist. They beat you over the head and say, three meals a day, you're racist. Don't vote for Obama, you're racist. Don't turn your guns in, you're racist. It's all their attempt at bullying. Now, I want to get into the Second Amendment news and a little bit more here, and then I'm going to throw the baton to, because what's the point of going a couple days vacation if you don't take the kids to the beach? They want to go see some of the military bases and stuff around here that are open. So a lot of cool aircraft and things flying around down here. But my son's off D.C. fishing with my dad right now. Gosh, it's just so desperate and so disreputable and so dirty. I mean, it's just when you catch people out in the open, I say catch them, just absolutely, you know, lying that we're racist cokeheads that want to blow up buildings and hate black people and Jews. And then you go to all the Nazi websites. I mean, go to any of the biggest ones, and I am the number one enemy. And it's because at the top, folks, those places are 100% government run. I mean, if you want to create opposition to control it, you got to have it be unsavory and hateful so that anybody that ever criticizes Israel's manipulation of U.S. politics looks like a total idiot. That's what's going on. Because I have real criticisms of Israel, but it's not because, you know, there's Jews in Israel. It's because governments get corrupt and out of control. But I don't hate Israel. And see, people know that. I don't hate white people, black people, Hispanics, mixed race, anybody. I hate tyrants and criminals and bullies. And there are gangs and bullies everywhere. I like police departments that are upstanding and follow the Constitution. I don't like departments that are bully thug run. I like black people. I don't like five black guys walking by, if I'm walking by myself, and saying, what are you doing, cracker? Want to get your ass handed to you? Go ahead and do something. And I grew up in Dallas, Texas, folks. I mean, I have been racially harassed. I guarantee you, you watch these movies with black people back in the South in the 50s and 60s getting beat up and attacked. That's just what racist gangs do to each other, folks. There were always huge majorities of Christian whites that weren't involved in any of that and hated it and fought it. You'd believe watching political correctness today that every white person out there was involved in all that. It doesn't matter that my grandfather ran as a Republican and when everybody else were Democrats in one office in East Texas and fought for, you know, civil rights. It doesn't matter. I am a racist because David Cross said so. And I don't like Jews either. Doesn't matter. Both my grandfathers almost died in World War II fighting Hitler. David Cross says, I don't like Jews. And David Cross is a little simpering, funny know-it-all guy that wears little sweaters and gets to go. So he gets to lie about people. He gets to defame people. He gets to prey on people, prey on his viewers. And they've now got comic teams around the country that go around and make fun of myself and Jesse Ventura and say things we didn't say that are involved. It turned out we just looked it up on his payroll. See, we're going to follow this and find the money. And how are people going to feel if we find if we find bears crapping in the woods, if we find fish in the sea, that this was financed by an agency or a Ford Foundation, a George Soros? What's going to happen when we find that, Everybody's going to know you're a little government operative. You like little secret agent meetings you go to, little InfraGuard meetings, feel pretty powerful. Southern Poverty Law Center got you some funding. Oh, I wonder what we're going to find when we crawl into that rock down there with you. We're going to find that Democratic Party right back to Margaret Sanger. Oh, I know, and the Nazis calling for my death all the time. Those? Let's go to David Knight. David Knight, a few minutes here, and I'm going to throw the baton to you. What is your take on this attack? I mean, it's just daily now. I tell you, it makes the hair stand on the back of my neck. That's kind of an exciting feeling, David. But I can really feel the eye of Sauron's looking right at us.
Yeah, Alex, when I look at what happened with Montel Williams yesterday, he's gone in the past and he's defended the veteran Tamarusi who went over the line there in Mexico and was being treated fairly there. But when it comes to the way our government treats people here, he has no problem with it. And on a day when we've got
tweeting mainstream article about how they're making fun of veterans dying, I mean, why are we bad to do that? Why would he pick that? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. If he's concerned as a veteran, he's a veteran. If he's concerned about the welfare of veterans, why wouldn't he notice that they're being mistreated, severely mistreated by the Veterans Administration, that we've had people at the VA come in repeatedly and say, showing that they have contempt for these people. And on a day when Hillary Clinton is caught in ridiculous, ludicrous lies about emailing Bill, about how she set up a private email server because it was more convenient to set up an entire server in her house. She did that because of convenience. She said that she was using it to email Bill. And 2 hours, Alex, before she made this pronouncement at the United Nations Security Council, the Wall Street Journal had interviewed somebody who was a spokesperson for Bill Clinton, and he said he's done 2 emails his entire life. She didn't have time to incorporate that lie into her speech, so she got caught red-handed. But, of course, Montel Williams had nothing to say about that yesterday. Instead, he goes off on a jag with this article.
Mikhail Phelan tweet at Real Alex Jones saying, hey, look, mainstream news reporting on what we reported on, that the veterans, you know, they're making fun of them when they die, and then he comes out and attacks us. I mean, what type of sickness is that?
Yeah.
By the way, Montel Williams, doesn't he have some neurological disorder? I bet he got that from all the vaccines he was given.
I don't know about Montel Williams. When I saw this Twitter fight,
he has multiple sclerosis.
I asked my sons and said,
"Go ahead."
Yeah, I'm sorry. When I saw this Twitter fight, my son said, "Who is Montel Williams?" I said, "I barely know. It was somebody that was around 20 years, and they're in their 20s. They're mid 20s. I mean, nobody even knows who this guy is."
The point is, it's part of the larger pattern. Why would David Cross with a movie, with his HBO shows and everything else? I mean, we're seeing this attack where they have villains say, I follow Alex Jones, like trying to just classically at a Pavlovian level shock someone whenever they hear my name. I mean, it is a very primitive but systematic attack, and it's clearly being directed, David.
Oh, yeah. And you saw a very directed, orchestrated attack against Gary Webb and a lot of people. I'd encourage people to go see the movie Shoot the Messenger. At first, he was going to get a Pulitzer Prize. He was worthy of it, and he did all this research. And then the mainstream media came back and started attacking him on a personal level. And then after a number of years, I believe, as you do, that you talked to him just before he died. He was not committing suicide. He was suicided.
I thought he did want a Pulitzer. Maybe they pulled it back or made it. I mean, I know he won a bunch of awards, but I mean, I know he was going to present on our website all his documents that he was putting in the new book, and he was so excited. And then a month later, he's dead. And then I talked to his friends. And he goes, "Yeah, he had to move. They're breaking into his house. They're stealing his stuff. They stole his motorcycle. Yeah, they did that." I mean, folks, he was being harassed and threatened. I mean, you go see the movie. I saw the movie. I was nauseated because it was like a documentary. It was so accurate. Thank you so much, David. You're going to be taking over in the next segment. We're going to be throwing it to a report here in a moment from John Bowne on the Hillary situation. You can flesh that out and open the phones up. But here's the bottom line. Tell your friends and family, whether you listen on AM, FM, or the Internet, send them links to the free podcast at Infowars.com/show, to the free Droid and iPhone apps. If you have friends and family that are on Boxy, Roku, or any other smart TV, Internet TV system, tell them, go to Infowars.com. Share your PrisonPlanet.tv membership with up to 20 people. At the end of your emails or your Facebook or your Twitter, post our articles, post links to our information, post links to the free audio stream feeds. This is how we reach more people. Go on mainstream websites. Spam our information out there to warn people. This is what you do. They want to shut us down because you're taking action. And I'm not asking you to throttle back when we're under attack. This means accelerate as fast as we can go at the enemy. We're going in through and beyond, to use the black hole analogy. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, become PrisonPlanet.tv members. Tell your friends and family about the show. We're hurting the globalists. The White House-run organs officially attack us about number two after Drudge. I mean, you go to Media Matters, run by the White House officially, weekly meetings of the White House, funded by George Soros. They're attacking Drudge and InfoWars. And then WorldNet Daily and Rush Limbaugh, because if they can take down Rush, they can take it all down. Even if you don't like Rush, they can take him down. They can take down what's seen as media not in the central globalist complex. So, again, InfoWarsLife.com. We've not plugged in an hour and 45 minutes. That's how we fund our whole operation. Spread the word about the broadcast. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force cost us, with the product that's in it and then the shipping and the marketing and everything, about $70+ a bottle. We mark it up double. Like most people mark them up five, six times, to 130 something. We've cut it 30% to $94. This is the true high-quality, organic, bio-PQQ, CoQ10. Just the list goes on and on. What this does is simply amazing. This is our super high-end and an incredibly low-price product. It's selling out at the price we're selling it for right now. That special is going to continue while supplies last. InfoWarsLife.com. Right down to our lowest cost product that is the highest quality, organic, cold pressed, $14.95 Ancient Defense. That's going to be our line, the Ancient Defense right side line. That's going to be the discount line of things that are inexpensive, high quality, easily sourced, that we can then have a discount line. Leading competitors have similar formulas for $30, $14.95. So we have the inexpensive up to the expensive, that's still like getting a Ferrari for $50,000, a brand new Ferrari that's $200,000 for $50,000. That's the analogy of DNA Force. It's springtime. It's time to make that new commitment to get in shape, to clean out your cells. Go read about what DNA Force does. We can even make some claims with this because so much of it's patented and certified and gone through all the medical, stuff. DNA Force, true nutraceutical, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, I'm going to punch out and throw it to David Knight to take us out to break and play John's Bounds piece in the next segment. But you heard you saw the articles last week, BBC, London Telegraph, Associated Press, Time Magazine has a new one out today, or is it Newsweek? It's here in my stack. Oh, I have the bullet story I need to hit. All of that's going on, and they're saying glyphosates, if you have glyphosate in the water, which is in almost all U.S. water, it's something like 95%, five-fold increase in kidney failure. It will kill your kidneys. Really, weed killer's not good for my kidneys? You mean my kidneys can't process weed killer? You mean my kidneys can't process antifreeze either? Wow. Maybe Montel Williams will attack me because I'm telling you that. And, yeah, I like to sell things on the truth. Win-win. I drink nothing but high-quality filtered water. You can't trust most of the bottled water. ProPure G2 cuts out almost all the fluoride. Almost nothing out there cuts 100% out, but it cuts out. We've got the test all listed from where we had them tested on InfoWarsStore.com. I think it's like 99 point something. And you just see hundreds of chemicals and things, 99.9, 99.7, 99.999, 100. I mean, it just reduces it almost down to nothing with this gravity-fed systems. And we've got a whole other line of clearly filtered. It only cuts out like 98, 97, depending on which filter you get. Reverse osmosis only gets out 99%, but cuts out all the good minerals and stuff you need. And I still use that for cooking. So I do a mix of things. I do some high-quality bottled water that's had, from Arkansas. I know nothing's been done to get minerals. The point is, do a mix. In my view, I've done research with doctors and others. It is so important to get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're massively discounted. Promo code WATER at checkout, 10% off, the already lowest prices out there, and you fund our operation. But you are insane If you are drinking unfiltered water, you are crazy. You are crazy. You are crazy, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the glyphosates, the herbicides, the pesticides, all the garbage that's in there, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Start doing the right thing for your family. Get a great price. Get a high-quality system and support our broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And they can answer all your questions when you call up to 6 o'clock at night. It's InfoWars. Folks, and after that, it's the answering service. They do a great job as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Briefly on the gun thing, I will call in tomorrow when I'm driving back to Austin and get into this more. I'm going to do audio Skype when I drive through San Antonio. It's a pretty good connection there. So I'll pop in sometime tomorrow when I get up that way. David can talk about it as well. But it is just not true. I've got it here in my stack. Let me find it. It is not true, and I'm not attacking the folks that put this out. It's just not accurate. The ATF has put out a tweet saying, "You spoke, we listened. At ATF HQ plans more study on proposed ammo ban exemption framework. ATF waves white flag, kills AR-15 bullet ban in big win. No, they know the psychological warfare algorithm of the U.S. Old-timey fighters, I don't care if it was the Zulus or it was the Scots, as British did studies on both groups, they found the more you fought them and killed them, the more they fought. Just didn't break them. They understood it was a long-term fight towards Washington. Hardly ever won a battle, but fought for 7 years, won. They're just letting our opposition break up. They're going to come back with it. You watch. The fight is still continuing. They're coming for the guns. David Knight coming up.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you've heard about bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BigBit.co. Because at BigBit.co, you can receive bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BigBit.co. That's BigBit.co. BigBit.co.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. For a limited time, get 25% off on this introductory offer. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you.
took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't nice.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the InfoWars News Studio in Austin. We're going to go to John Bowne's report. If you go to our website, you'll see a graphic up there with a quote from Hillary Clinton. We are losing, it says, and there's a picture of Hillary Clinton with a photoshopped Pinocchio nose. I'm sure if she had a real Pinocchio nose, she would say, it's not a Pinocchio nose. I'm not lying. It's just I'm rehearsing for the role of Cyrano de Bergerac. But she is losing. She knows that they're losing, and one of the biggest losses yesterday happened as she's giving her long speech at the UN defending her practices of having a private email server located in her home because it was more convenient. Yeah, more convenient to escape scrutiny. Now, while she was talking about that, and she goes on to say, yeah, and, you know, I get all these emails from Bill all the time. Just before that happened, just before she said it, the Wall Street Journal was talking to his spokesperson, and the spokesperson said this: the former president, Bill Clinton, who does regularly use Twitter, has sent a grand total of 2 emails during his entire life, both of those as president, said his spokesman, Matt McKenna. After leaving office, Mr. Clinton established his own domain that staff use, he said. But Mr. Clinton still doesn't use email himself. It was very interesting. I saw that right away on Fox News when they came back after broadcasting her speech, and the reporter who was on the beat said that, pointed that out right away. And, of course, Shepard Smith was in the studio, and he said, yeah, but, you know, well, he's trying to defend Hillary Clinton. Shepard Smith was. He says, well, maybe Bill Clinton doesn't send any emails, but maybe he was getting all these emails from Hillary Clinton. It's like baloney. You either use email or you don't use email. You don't need to try to defend the Clintons. But it just illustrates, as they always say, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. There you go. That's Hillary Clinton. Let's go to John Bowne's report on this. She's trying to flush her past down the memory hole. Won't work. Here's John Bowne's report.
Hillary Rodham Clinton, mystery woman, first lady to be under criminal investigation, inundated by scandals from Little Rock, Arkansas to Washington, D.C. The Clintons squeaked by Kenneth Starr's lengthy investigation into what is now known as the Whitewater scandal, a shady real estate deal the Clintons were never prosecuted for, although their associates were convicted of federal fraud and conspiracy charges. During the first year of Bill Clinton's tenure in the White House, they fired 7 employees with the White House Travel Office in order to reward their friends with jobs. Travelgate erupted, and the Clintons' personal lawyer and deputy White House counsel, a man Hillary regularly abused, supposedly committed suicide over having to testify, knowing full well all of Hillary's devious secret pathways to power. Hillary lied under oath to the Office of Independent Counsel, claiming the last time she spoke with Foster was before Father's Day, when in fact Vince Foster's assistant had seen her with Foster 4 times after that date. Patrick Knowlton, an eyewitness, saw men in red vests fleeing the area before Foster's body was discovered. Fast forward to today. Hillary's private emails were all transmitted on a private server registered to her home in Chappaqua, New York, while she was acting as the Secretary of State that oversaw the overthrow of Gaddafi, the Syrian Civil War, the turmoil in Egypt, and the Benghazi scandal. Ironically, President Obama signed a law last November that requires government officials to direct their official correspondence through private email to a government account. Earlier today, Hillary gave a speech about women's rights at the United Nations. Hillary addressed her globalist New World Order cohorts from a room in the United States where press freedom is heavily restricted.
Okay, that's all the time we've got for that now, but you can see that on top of the page at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.